42-year-old Angelique Drismala calls HealthServe Community Clinic a lifesaver. She's on partial disability, unemployed, and uninsured. Angelique is also an ovarian and cervical cancer survivor, but now she fears she may be at risk for breast cancer.
The actual mammogram itself is $485. And then if it comes back and they see more spots, I have to have an ultrasound done. You've got the lab person to pay, the doctor to pay to come in and talk to you, and then, of course, the ultrasound itself. So we're looking at about $2,500. And so far, I've taken after my mom with the ovarian and cervical cancer, that it's a good possibility I could have breast cancer, but I can't afford to get it checked out.
Since 2010, the South Eugene Street facility has provided free and reduced health care to uninsured and underinsured Guilford County residents. It's part of a larger healthcare system operated by Triad Adult and Pediatric Medicine, also known as TAPM. At the beginning of this year, the group was operating 7 clinics in Greensboro and in High Point. But 3 weeks ago, TAPM's leadership announced because it doesn't have enough money, on August 30th, its doors will close.
In the last year and a half, we've lost $2.2 million in local support for uninsured adult care. That's why HealthServe is closing.
That's Brian Ellerby, Chief Executive Officer of Triad Adult and Pediatric Medicine.
We also implemented an electronic medical record. That impacted the pediatric side of the equation because we lost about somewhere between 15 to 20,000 visits. The majority of those were pediatric visits, and most of the pediatric patients had Medicaid coverage. We did not have the cash to meet the obligation of paying for the pediatric salaries, and nor did we have the cash after losing support from CONE to also cover the costs on the adult side.
TAPM gets grants, but a big part of its $4.3 million budget comes from CONE Health and High Point Regional Hospitals and Guilford County. But this year, CONE Health reduced funding by about $1.2 million because it said HealthServe has not upheld its part of an agreement put in play in 2010. Tim Klontz is Executive Vice President of Health Services at CONE Health.
They were to fully staff the clinics, close to 7 providers. And in fact, the adult component was down to 1 full-time and 1 part-time physician. They were to see our discharge patients who did not have a medical home. That has not been done. And they were to pay certain bills, primarily around the salaries of the pediatricians that were providing services, about $180,000 a month. Reimburse us for those. They have not done that since November of 2011.
However, Klontz says the hospital is still giving TAPM about $2.4 million to cover the salaries for pediatricians at the High Point Clinic. Another financial hit was when the state legislature refused to expand Medicaid coverage for adults. Guilford County Commissioners also reduced its funding by about $1.9 million when TAPM's leadership thought it would get federal funding. It's anticipated 7,000 to 8,000 people will be affected by HealthServe's closure. I spoke with one HealthServe patient who did not want to be identified. He says he has no job, no insurance, and now he feels lost because HealthServe is closing.
When I'm sick, or my family, somebody's sick, we come here. I don't know where to go now, but I might go to the ER.
You've got a prescription. How much was it for you to get this prescription?
Today is $60. If it was from somewhere else, it would be at least $500, which I cannot afford.
This problem is not unique to HealthServe. It happens every day, everywhere.
Merle Green is the director of the Guilford County Health Department. She and Klontz are also on TAPM's 13-member board. According to Green, HealthServe's financial struggles are not uncommon, that other community health clinics nationwide are also closing for the same reason.
Whenever any institution is providing discount health care services or health care services for free, there are going to be problems with funding it unless you have a guarantee of continuing funding from very large institutions, maybe the Bill Gates Foundation or something on that order, because the cost of providing medical services is high. Everyone knows that.
She also says HealthServe's board has always known funding was a problem and that grants were not a reliable income stream because most end after 3 years. So Green says more creative partnerships are needed. One option is called cross-jurisdictional sharing of public health services, and Guilford County has just been awarded a grant to swap services with Cabarrus County.
The sharing comes that Cabarrus had a more robust dental clinic for children than Guilford does. So they are teaching us how they ramped up their pediatric dentistry program, and we're teaching them epidemiology because they don't have epidemiology services at Cabarrus County.
Meanwhile, HealthServe has provided patients a 3-month supply of their prescriptions and a list of 13 Guilford County community health providers that offer reduced price services. One of them is Cone Health's Urgent Care. But Angelique Drismala says this is not an option for her.
And they want $250 up front before they do anything because I don't have insurance.
A situation she says most people who use HealthServe will be in. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.